Welcome to another episode of Let the Music Play podcast. I'm your host, Ashton Gustafson, and LTMP is how we abbreviate things around here. In short, that is how we refer to Let the Music Play. You may wonder about this place. Someone may have shared this podcast with you, or you may be back from past times. Welcome back, if so. If this is your first time, welcome. This is a place for passionate souls, passionate businesses, passionate entities, passionate groups and movements, all of these things that we long to be and become that are after making music with that thing that they do. This is where we get to talk about that. This is where we get to question about what that music is and what it means and what we dream about, what it looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like to make music with our days. Thanks so much for coming. You may have asked yourself, music, I don't get it. What's the metaphor all about? Thought you'd never ask. I'll tell you, the music is the experience that is heard, felt, and seen, and the story that is written when one's core identity, core beliefs, core ideals, and God giftings come together, come alive, and crescendo in this universe we exist in. That is the music we speak of here. That is the music that we're after. I always love to talk about that because that's what gets me pumped up. When I find out what someone's music is, or I hear about a business and the music they make, that is really my passion of my life. Before we get going today, before we get into episode 4, I want to give you guys, there's a chance we may cross paths. I'm about to hit the road again. I've got 4 dates coming up in Canada. I'm going to be with Remax up that way in Toronto, London, Canada, kind of all over. So chances are we may cross paths. Also going to be over in Minneapolis in the month of May. Going to move over then to St. Louis. Wrap up the end of the month in Canada and then head over to Raleigh-Durham in June. So if any of you guys are listening to this, come by. I hope to meet with you, shake hands, and let's be friends. So, one more thing I was going to talk about too. Where you can follow this online. So there's one way you can follow it, ltmpblog.com, abbreviated for Let the Music Play, blog.com. Go there every weekday. I post a little snippet of something kind of out there, metaphorical thoughts about what it looks like to make music with our lives, relationships, and businesses. Check that out. Be sure to subscribe there. Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/followAshton. The other one is Twitter. My Twitter handle is @AshtonGustafson.com and Instagram @AshtonGustafson. So let's connect. Let's hold hands. Let's chat. Be friends. Yeah. So back to why we are here. So this is a place, like I said, where like-minded peoples and souls and entities and movements gather to talk about what it looks like when we let the music play. What it feels like when the music plays. We gather here to talk about this holistic approach to this beautiful life that we have and this thing that unfolds when this thing does that thing and that thing does this thing and our life does this and our business does that and relationships does this and that. It's like this and like that and like this and hashtag Snoop Dogg. Can't believe I just did that. That's why we're here. That's what we're talking about. These are, and so we're going to go into that. And when we talk about one's core identity, when we talk about one's core beliefs and their core ideas and what happens when they come together and crescendo in this world we exist in, that's the purpose of this podcast, is to get us to that crescendo, that part of our life and our business and our relationships, when we hit those climax points of music and we go, yes, this is what it's about. This is the meaning of it all. This is the beauty of it all. This is the in-between stuff. This is more than just a business. This is something special here. This is more than just a conversation. This is something special here. That's the crescendo that I'm talking about. So we're talking about crescendoing souls, crescendoing businesses, entities, and the work and the journey and the art it takes to arrive at such crescendos. So we're in podcast 3. You know, and these first 3 podcasts, the first one I kind of gave you guys an overview of Let the Music Play and kind of the hope here. The second podcast, we talked about presence and how music always happens in the now. Anytime music is made, it happens in the now. So podcast 2 was really about awareness of this moment and freeing ourselves from the shame of our yesterdays that hold us down, and releasing ourselves from the anxieties that have a hold on us about our unknown tomorrows. Beautiful, isn't it? You can't relive yesterday's music today. You can remember it, and that's probably a whole nother podcast. You can remember yesterday's music today, but you can't make tomorrow's music today. You can only make today's music today. This should be freeing news for all of us. Podcast 3, we talked about the crayons that we lost. So there was a time in our lives where we would create and imagine things, draw them, paint them, talk about them. Our parents would then say, oh my gosh, that's amazing. They would put them on the refrigerator. And then we got to junior high and they took those crayons from us. They took that imagination and that seeing worlds and bringing worlds into reality. And really, we've been lost ever since. They took our crayons away. But that didn't mean that we didn't want to be coloring something. Are you following me? So the first three podcasts have just kind of been, let's talk a little bit about the music. Let's talk about the presence it takes to make music today. Let's talk about getting our crayons back, bringing creativity back into this thing. But today I really want us to venture back into the music and talk about that crescendo. Most importantly, you, the crescendoing soul. Now, in order for a crescendo to happen, I don't really know the definition of a crescendo. You can probably Wikipedia it. Just know it's that big part in the song when everyone's like, yes. That moment where you're like, yes. I love, that's my favorite part of that music. That's the crescendo. But in order for a crescendo to happen, first off, the music has to be happening. And for the music to be happening, the musician must be making his or her music. You following me? So to begin with, we have to be awakened to the reality that we are even meant to make music in the first place. And I don't think you would be here listening to this show or you weren't curious about that last statement about the metaphorical idea of making music with your life, your relationships, and your business. So the first thing we have to do in the journey to make music that eventually makes the crescendo is to become aware of this grand symphony that we're involved in that's all around us. You know, as musicians, our musicianship in this grand symphony. I mean, there's industry, there's law, there's medicine, there's different businesses, there's hobby, there's church, there's sports, there's ideas, there's art, there's food, there's philanthropy, there's fashion, there's love, there's hope, there's all this stuff, this beautiful stuff about really, really what is the richness of life. And once we have this awareness that that's where we're supposed to enter into the music, everything changes. And what happens when you enter the music from that standpoint of going, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this world around me, this grand symphony, was something that I'm supposed to plug into. What happens is you enter that standpoint, you enter that music from the standpoint of being a contribution. No musician ever has in their heart of hearts or in their guts this idea of what's in it for me. Musicians that I've met, like real musicians that are out there, they always write their music and make their art from this standpoint of contribution. And I think that's really important to us to cling to today when we talk about your music. So the musician is never in it for what's in it for them, right? He or she knows that if she can contribute, then there's this thing called the law of the harvest, also known as the law of compensation. Essentially, that says, what I will get is going to come from what I give. What I reap, I will sow. So we as musicians, the musician that enters the workforce, enters the world of fashion, enters the world of food, enters the commerce, enters law, enters medicine, enters whatever you're going to bring your music to, they don't say that they're going to do this so that you will give me something. They say that I'm going to do this so that the world around me will become a better place. And when the world becomes a better place, because of my musical contribution, I just so happen to think that there will be some form of compensation, either seen or unseen. I'm doing this to bring out beauty from the ashes. I'm doing this to move something from dark to light. I'm doing this to bring heaven to earth. I'm doing this to contribute, because I believe that if I contribute, rewards will come in all different forms and flavors. Sure, there will be relational rewards, there will be social rewards, there will be financial rewards, or just maybe what we're really after, you know, the reward under the reward, what we're really after may be joy, contentment, fulfillment, peace. So we make our music first from the standpoint of making a contribution. And when we do that, the reward after this beautiful crescendo is joy, contentment, fulfillment, and everything else. But there's still something that happens before all that. But before we make this crescendo, and before the musician makes his or her contribution of music that makes the crescendo, the musician must come to meet his or her instruments that make her music and eventually lead them to that crescendo. So what are the instruments? So today's podcast, that we call podcast number 4, is called Our Instruments Make Our Music and Our Music Writes Our Story. And so you may be wondering, what are these instruments that you're talking about? And the instruments that we're going to be talking about today basically are these ideas, these beliefs, these mantras, these purposes, and these hopes that you cling to when you go out and lead with contribution into the world. So I'll tell you a little bit how I made this journey. So I first read a book called A Million Miles in 1,000 Years, and it convinced me that I needed to live my life as a story, that I needed to be a protagonist in a story and go out and, you know, make something out of my life, live a great story. When the credits roll on my days, there's going to be a story there. And then I started to really hold on to this concept of music and like, okay, well, if I make music, then chances are I'm going to be making a great, great story. And what I found is I've got to go back even before then and find these instruments, find these things that I can hold to, the ideas, the beliefs, the mantras, the purposes, and the hopes that one can cling to. So I read the first book I read, and it's not the book we're going to talk about today, but the first book that I read was called The Habits of the Rockefellers. Mastering the Habits of the Rockefellers. And what this book, the first thing that they said is you have to find out, and it's really talking from a business standpoint, it says you have to find out what are those ideas, those beliefs, those non-negotiables, those things that you will not sway on. What are those things? And I started to call those values my instruments, the instruments that make our music. So my wife and I go on a trip once to Chicago, and literally the goal of this trip was to define the instruments and the core values of my company and my real estate practice. And after a day or so of being there, I was writing stuff down and nothing was really clicking. Everything felt pretty cliche. And eventually, I finally hit it. I finally found those things deep inside of me, those things that fire me up, those things that when they don't happen, I get aggravated, those things that make me feel like I'm blooming inside. And the core values that I came up with, which are the instruments, that I call the instruments, they were these right here. Obsession with service. Utilize the imagination. Rapid response. Strategy in all things. Truth and trust. Old school work ethic. Relationship focus. And this idea that you get what you give. Right? It goes back to the law of the harvest, the law of compensation. We defined these as a company in 2010. And as a company in our marketplace, we had about 10% market share, which is really, really good for a residential real estate practice in the mid-markets of the United States. When we defined our values and we started marketing just our values and we started leading our company with our values, we went from a 10% market share to 20% market share within 12 months. And I believe it's because we finally were able to say, these are the instruments that we're going to make our music. This is what we do. This is our promise in the marketplace. This is our brand. If you want to know what your brand is, it's your promise. It's that thing that's felt and heard and seen and experienced when they experience you. They are your instruments, those things that make your music. So once again, those that I came up with were an obsession with service, utilize the imagination, rapid response, strategy in all things, truth and trust, old school work ethic, relationship focus, and this idea that you get what you give. Now, the beautiful thing that happened when I was able to define these values, define these instruments that were going to make our music, is that they rolled over into my personal life. They rolled over into my relationships. They rolled over into my creativity, they rolled over into my marriage. And we have four big block letters at my home that say LTMP. And I think my wife and I, as we lead these girls that we are raising, we have one rule here, and it's that we make music and we don't make noise. And when there is noise, we go back to the instruments that make our music and we say, where have we gone wrong? I love how the first value that we have is service. I think that that's what we're here to do. We are here to serve our fellow man, to serve our family, to serve our customers. We're here to use our imagination. We're here to be creative. We're here to respond. When we see something that isn't right, when we see something we can't live with, when we see something that could be done better, we respond to that. And we bring strategy. We're not just going through this world wondering where we're going. We have strategy to what we're doing. We believe in truth and trust. We believe if it's true here, it's true everywhere. So we celebrate the true and the beautiful wherever we can find it. We believe in old school work ethic. My family, for generations, I think that's been one of the things that has led my family to success, has been an old school work ethic that they bring. Relationship focus. This thing's all about relationships. When you really get to it, no matter where you are in life, when you leave college, what you miss is those relationships. When you retire and you look back at your career, you don't miss the voicemails and the emails. You miss the relationships. Everything that you could ever miss typically revolves around people of some sort. So this thing is about relationships. And lastly, you get what you give. I feel like every podcast I talk about the law of the harvest, but it's so, so true. If you're not harvesting something, chances are you didn't plant something. If you're not reaping something, chances are you didn't till the ground for something. We complain a lot, but we rarely go back and go, hey, did I even, you know, plant or sow anything back then? So that's a beautiful part. So I'm going to encourage you guys, as you think about finding the instruments, you know, it's not going to be your degree. So know that you may have gone and got a master's and whatever, you may have gone and got a bachelor of this or that. That is going to be a platform. That is going to be a canvas for you to go out and make your music. But you can't just go around and go, well, I got this degree in blank, right? You've got to bring something else to it. There's got to be some more flair, some more flavor, some salt that will give flavor to that thing. And I believe once you get down to the core level, once you come to know yourself at the core identity level, you'll start finding those God giftings. You'll start hearing and sensing those things that were just put in you to go find your music. And so I encourage you, go find your instruments. It will be the instruments that make your music. It'll be your music that tells your story. And you will find this feeling in the crescendo when your music is being made of pure joy, pure contentment, pure fulfillment. That's good. Love that. So the book today that we're going to be chatting about is Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. Now listen, guys, this book was written by Tony Hsieh. He's the CEO of Zappos. I don't know if you've ever bought a pair of shoes from Zappos.com. They're actually now owned by Amazon, but they're one of the easiest companies to do a transaction with. 99% of the time, they upgrade everyone to overnight service. Tony Hsieh, a venture capitalist out of California, kind of invested in this company and eventually ended up being the guy that took it over. He's now the CEO. This book did so much for me when I was trying to discover the instruments for my business. This book is hilarious. He gets super vulnerable about what it looks like to run a company like this. He talks about how they almost went under. He talks about how they really have found a way to define their core values, and when they define those core values, what happened to their business. So a couple things I'm going to encourage you to do. A, buy this book on Amazon. But B, next time you need a pair of shoes, check out Zappos. Value's pretty good. Value's really good from what I've found, but it's just a great company and a super easy transaction, free shipping both ways. And for, you know, I know the ladies out there are like, oh, we love Zappos. Everyone I know loves Zappos. It's a super good company. You can even get a tour of it if you're ever out in Las Vegas at their headquarters. They're just doing really, really very cool, forward-thinking, and I love everything really that Tony Hsieh stands for. And that he put in this book. So they get to the part of this book, and I don't have a lot to read to you in it, But they get to the part where Zappos kind of hits that crossroad of where they need to define what their core values were. And what I was going to do is basically just kind of read to you guys what they ended up coming up with. And so he emailed every department in Zappos, you know, over like a 12-month period saying, hey, we're trying to find out what does it mean to be here? What do we believe? What are the ideas that we cling to? What are the core concepts that we cling to? Why is it that we are successful at Zappos? At one point, they had like 35 options. I mean, it was like idealism, long-term, personal growth and stretching, achieving the impossible, empowerment, ownership, not being afraid to make mistakes, doing whatever it takes, word of mouth, passion and positivity, personality, inspirational, a little weird. They had like 35 entries at some point that they were going to come up with. When they finally drilled down to the core values of their company, I loved them. I thought they were really simple. You know, I shared with you my instruments here at the first of the podcast. That may not have struck a chord with you. You may have been like, I don't know. That doesn't really do it for me. And again, your instruments are your instruments. I mean, take off some of mine if you want to, but really dive deep into these things that get you fired up, these things that make you bloom, these things that make you sing. I'm going to read you the 10 core values of Zappos. You'll find it in this book, but check it out. Go to Amazon. Here's their 10 core values. Deliver wow through service. Number 2, embrace and drive change. Number 3, create fun and a little weirdness. Number 4, be adventurous, creative, and open-minded. Number 5, pursue growth and learning. Number 6, build open and honest relationships with communication. Number 7, be a positive team and a family spirit. Number 8, do more with less. Number 9, be passionate and determined. Number 10, be humble. Now, these are these 10 core values, okay? And what I love about companies that I've experienced that are driven with their core values is basically the interviewing process and really monitoring people about how they work in the company and what they expect. They say, hey, these are our expectations. And if you're not willing to sign up for these, if there's one of these 10 values where you go, yeah, that's really not for me. I don't think that I could create a little fun and a little weirdness. Then we go, okay, this place probably isn't for you. But all of a sudden, when you get umpteen hundred or thousand people driven by these core values, a movement happens. Things change, and all of a sudden, you build world-class companies, and the music starts to play. So I love the instruments that Tony Hsieh came up with. I love how they encourage their people to pursue growth and learning. There's actually a library inside the Zappos headquarters. They buy all these books, a lot of them that we've talked about here on the podcast, and it's like, hey, anytime you want to read a book, just take it home. So for you business leaders that are out there, do you have a library that's an open door to people, you know, that work in your company? Sometimes people don't want to get on Amazon and buy the book or go to Barnes and Nobles and buy the book. What if we just had libraries where we said, hey, we believe in growing, we believe in learning, take this home, report back, let us know how you can add to the music with what you've read. Crazy things start to happen when we lead our businesses like that. And I really believe the companies that are going to lead this new economy that we're moving into are going to be the ones that hold on to these core values, that hold on to the beautiful things and these instruments that help make our music. So that's the book, Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. Go check it out. Hope you will. Music today. The music. So there's a group called The Villagers that just released an album last month called Darling Arithmetic. Just love that name. And a buddy of mine texted me a couple days ago and he said, hey, I forgot to tell you, but you need to listen to these guys. And he said, you need to check out a song called Courage. And I did, and whoa, I was so thankful that he sent that my way. Courage will be at the end of this podcast. You'll be able to listen to it. In the show notes, I have the music video of that. So if you found this podcast through ltmpblog.com, you can see the video of it there. And I've been told by some of our listeners that some of my lyric reading is a little long. So I apologize for that. So I'm not going to read the whole song to you, but I am going to read just the beautiful part of these lyrics. And my wife and I were talking about the artist and the lyrics last night. We were watching American Idol, and we were talking about how it's just different when the first artist that wrote those words doesn't sing it. And not to make light of it, but the song was "You Were Always on My Mind," written by Willie Nelson. And there's just something about a 75-year-old redhead guy with a ponytail that just sounds better, you know, that just feels more right than the karaoke, you know, "You Were Always on My Mind." So that's a little side note, but I was just thinking about that. So check it out. Here's these lyrics. Song is called "Courage." Again, the group is called The Villagers, and this is on their album "Darling Arithmetic." We'll put the link to this in show notes. We'll also connect you through iTunes and Spotify. Do you really want to know about these lines on my face? Well, each and every one is a testament to all the mistakes I've had to make. To find courage, it's a feeling like no other. Let me tell you, courage. In harmony with something other than your ego, courage. The sweet belief of knowing nothing comes for free, for free. Courage, it's a feeling like no other. Let me tell you, courage. In harmony with something other than your ego, courage. In harmony with something other than your ego. Is that not beautiful? I've done a lot of reading lately about true self versus false self, which is just another way to talk about the ego. And when we really pull back the veil and get down to who we are, at our essence, at our core, at the soul level, when the ego flies away, I think that the only thing that's possible is transcendence. And in that spills out art, in that spills out music, in that spills out beauty, in that the world starts to make sense. So I hope you will listen to this song, find the courage, confront your ego, find your place in this world at the soul level, and I think you'll find a lot of freedom there. So I want to leave you guys with some final thoughts on your instruments and about finding your instruments, because you still may be confused. You're like, I don't understand. I understand let the music play. I get all that, but I don't understand how I'm supposed to go and find my instruments. Well, let me just tell you a little something, and then we'll be out of here. You're not going to be able to Google these. Like, you're not going to be able to Google and be like, what am I good at? Like, Google answers everything for us, but it's not going to be able to tell you the dialogue that's going on inside of your chest. But I do think that you can find these things when you gaze at things. And let me go into that a little bit. This is what I mean by that. There is a universal language, I believe, that creation speaks to us. So there's flowers everywhere this spring. We've spoken about this before. Have you taken notice and allowed the petals of those flowers to talk to you? When is the last time you allowed the flower to ask you, are you in bloom? Are you like me? Are you blooming like I am? When you do that, when you pause, the universe is going to be asking you questions because it wants to get these things out of you. It wants you to bloom. What about the mountains? Every time I go fly fishing, I feel the mountains speak to me. It's like they are asking me, hey, are you climbing? I think the reason why we gawk at mountains, the reason why we stand at these things that are larger than life, infinitely bigger than we are, is because we know at some intrinsic level they are calling out to us to go and climb them. If you're wondering, where are my instruments? I don't know what my God giftings are. I don't know about ideas or ideals or core conscience. You're using these funny words, Ashton. Get quiet, okay? Like, this is countercultural, but get really, really quiet. Go find some beauty in the world. Gaze at it a little bit. Let's not worry about Googling something. Let's worry for a little bit, or let's actually not worry about it, but let's go gaze at the beauty that surrounds us. And I think what you're going to start to hear and find are those instruments that were put into you. Now, if that's too weird, if that's too weird for you, you're like, Ashton, that's too hippie for me. That's okay. Let me ask you these questions. When did you feel like something bloomed inside of you? Okay. So now I'm not asking you to go look and hear something that doesn't speak. When is the last time you found yourself in a moment, at an event, in a relationship, in whatever, and you felt like, oh my gosh, something is blooming here? There is going to be a very close place to where your instruments are probably sitting there looking at you. When did you last feel like you were surfing on the waves of your soul? Ooh, I like that. When is the last time you felt like you were surfing on the waves of your soul? Chances are, wherever that moment is, your instruments are lingering there. You're probably making music. Now you just need to gain awareness to where those instruments are. What about when's the last time you felt like you were on top of the world? You felt like you were on top of the mountain. And on top of that mountain, you saw the world with such great clarity. I bet you if you look down at your feet or your hands or in your pockets, you're going to find the instruments that got you there. And these are those ideas, those core beliefs, those God giftings that I want you to hold on to. You'll find those moments, those ideas, those mantras, and you will have just found those instruments that only you were sent here to make and contribute your music to the world. So, your instruments make your music. Your music tells your story. And it's your story that we'll remember. And it's your story that will be shared. You only do that when you awaken yourself to your musicianship. You go gather your instruments and you let the music play. So as you guys leave here this week, may you hear the questions of the universe this week. May you hear the petals ask if you're in bloom, and may you have the courage to respond yes. May you hear the mountain ask you to come climb, and may you find the courage to start the climb. May you seek to find those instruments that were originally poured into you, and may you find the courage to pour them out, contribute, and to make the world around you a better place. So may you pause by the orchid. Listen to the bluebird sing and be love.
It took a little time to get where I wanted. It took a little time to get free. It took a little time to be honest. It took a little time to be me. I took a little lover. Took a little time to get over this, and from time to time I get heavy-hearted, thinking of how we used to kiss. Courage, it's a feeling like no other. Harmony with something other than your ego. Courage, the sweet relief of knowing nothing comes for free. Do you really want to know? Lines on my face. Well, each and every one is testament to all the mistakes. mistakes I've had to make to find courage. It's a feeling like no other, let me tell you, yeah. Courage in harmony with something other than your ego. Courage.